Thank you for making the investment in your life through the anointed and dynamic ministry of Ilona Sanders. With her cutting-edge message of empowerment, you are sure to be inspired, along with spiritual success tools that will activate you to break through barriers and shatter glass ceilings. You will break free and stay free. Listen now with new ears and an open heart.
Good morning and great morning to everyone. If you're just joining us, this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us make a conscious choice to rejoice and to be glad in it. This is Dr. Ilona Sanders. Thank you for connecting with the Global Empowerment Worship Community. We are dedicated to delivering personal empowerment, spiritual empowerment, as well as professional empowerment. And we believe in the words as recorded in John 10:10, the thief comes only in order to steal, kill, and destroy. I came, said Jesus the Christ, that they may have and enjoy life and have it in abundance to the full till it overflows. I am so grateful and so thankful to be here with you all this morning. I'm so happy for all that is happening in the midst of us. I want to remind you again to join us for the School of Deliverance coming up December 9th, 2016. And you can go get all the information at ilonasanders.com/SOD. Well, I am so full up this morning. I really am. I'm excited. And I know that in spite of whatever may be going on, I know that God is sovereign. He reigns supreme. Nothing and no one can overthrow the essence and the substance of all the great things that flows out of divinity. And we're so grateful that we are tapped in and we are divinely aligned with grace, divinely aligned with favor, divinely aligned with increase. Listen, beloved, I'm going to release what we were talking about on Friday in our blog post, but I want to encourage you to know that we're in a good time. We're in a great time. I believe we have right about maybe 40, 41 days left in this year, something like that. And we still have time. 40 days is a good amount of time for you to establish anything that you want to establish on this side of 2016. We are ending a 9-year cycle and we are breaking into setting up the next 9-year cycle for our lives. And so this is the time in the fourth quarter, toward the middle to the end of the fourth quarter, when you should start reflecting on where you've been this year, what you've accomplished. 2016 has been amazing. I've gotten so much positive feedback from people about what this year has been. You've got to look beyond that one thing. Remember we talked about that several weeks ago, about that one thing that seems to be so stubborn that just doesn't want to manifest? You have to look beyond that one thing and begin to see all the growth and all the increase and the insight that has happened for you this year. I'm so excited right now. I want to get up and just jump up and down and spin around and just shout at the top of my voice. No matter what still remains in your realm of appearance that seems to be stubborn, you still have to look and see. You're not the same person you were when we came into 2016. Hopefully and prayerfully, you're not even still doing the same, that at least something, one thing has changed and shifted in your perception and your outlook and your belief and your level of faith. The fact that you're still standing and you're still here speak volumes. I was just thinking this morning that how quickly this year passed. And when we get over into January, it's going to make a year since we've not been in a physical building or physical location together. But I'm telling you, I am more happy than I've ever been in my life. Why? Not because I'm not with the people, because I miss them dearly. I honestly miss them dearly. And I can't wait for us to gather next month because I miss you guys so much. I'm so happy because the reason why I'm so happy right now. Why? Because I am more tapped in to my true assignment than I've ever been. I am at a place where I'm allowing more of the true expression of who God put me in this earth to be. That is priceless, beloved. That is priceless. And I would not go back if I could, right? But what I could do is create it new. I can create it new based on who I am and based on the assignment that we have right now. So I want to speak to your hearts very briefly today about how to move past a place of confusion. If you are in a place right now where you feel totally confused and you feel as though you really don't know what to do, which way to go, what to hold on to, or what to let go, if you feel like that right now, I have good news for you. Confusion actually is really your friend. Because when you're feeling confused, that is letting you know that there is something authentic. There is something real that wants to emerge that's being blocked off by your mental faculties of reasoning. It's being blocked off by your conscious mind of reasoning. It's being blocked off by other people's opinions, right? So what I want to give to you today before we even dive deeper is this. I want you to make a decision. And if you're writing, write this down. I will no longer buy in to other people's belief, opinion, or culture. I will no longer buy in to other people's belief, opinion, or culture, meaning this. When you tap into your strongest, authentic spiritual self, your SAS, and when you take a chance on yourself and believe in yourself and listen to that heartbeat that your heart wants to sing to the world, you must make a commitment that you're going to move past or move out of or disconnect from the cultural norm. The cultural norm. See, because, beloved, we are surrounded by people that is influenced by the cultural norm, by the status quo, what appears to be normal and acceptable. But that thing that you're called to, that vision that you see in your heart and your spirit and your mind, the way to get there, the road that will take you there, has to be a road of individual adherence to what you know your heart is speaking to you, what you know the Holy Spirit is speaking to you, your higher self, whatever you want to call it in this season, right? Remember, it's not so much what you call a thing as much as the belief behind what it is that you're calling. Shakespeare said, a rose is still a rose, even if it was called by another name. It wouldn't change its beauty, right? It wouldn't change its fragrance. The fact that you call it a rose doesn't make it a rose. It's your belief and your enjoyment and your fulfillment that you get from that rose. It doesn't matter if you picked up a rose and called it a shumamai. What's a shumamai? We don't know what a shumamai is, but if you called it that, I just made that up, y'all. If you called it that, it would still have its beautiful color. All the pigments will still be there. The fragrance that come out of that will still be there. Never let people trap you into getting caught up into what you call a thing. Because really and truly, when you get to the essence of divinity, and when you get to the essence of God, and what that includes and what that entails, there is really no spoken words to describe it. When we start trying to reduce it down to words, we start taking away from the essence of what it is. I know that's too much right there, but never get stuck on what you call a thing. So in order to move past confusion and get to this place where your heart is singing to the world and you're seeing yourself in your physical realm of appearance, as you see it in your spirit, you're going to have to disconnect from cultural norm, trying to fit in and be normal with everyone or everything or doing it the way the social society tells you it should be done. Why am I saying that? Because we are so fearful that we don't know how to take a chance on ourselves and have faith and belief in ourselves that we're able to be and do what it is we see in our heart. So let's take a look at confusion and what activated. So confusion literally means to make unclear or indistinct, to perplex or bewilder. The archaic meaning indicates to bring to ruin or naught. And I kind of like that definition even more, because when confusion is on board, you will come to ruin and you will come to naught, because your real, authentic, true self never gets to express itself in full. Confusion is sparked when your conscious mind have too many questions about a certain situation, a circumstance, or an outcome. When you are confused, you are no longer in a place of trust with a capital T. You are no longer trusting that you have an innate ability to know what's best. I want to pause right there. I want you to take a deep breath in and breathe that in. You have an innate ability, is already within you, to know what is best for you. The reason why we run into trouble and run into confusion and we don't know what's best for us is because of the cultural norm. It's because of what society says is the right thing and what's not the right thing. It's because of our friends and our family and the creepy crap and the reasonable reasons. All of that brings up confusion, but I want you to write that down. I want you to really write that down. I will trust in myself. I will trust knowing that I really know what's best. Why do you know that? Because your God self, because of your divine self. We're not talking about your reasoning ability, right? Because confusion flows out of the ego mind that will always edge God out of every decision you make if you allow it, if you allow it. Remember, the ego mind, the flesh mind, or the carnal mind, its job is to keep you small under its control. So any venture or activity that will allow you to grow, evolve, or flow out of your divine nature, it can be met with resistance. And one of resistance, one of its attributes is confusion. It's confusion. So many times you run into confusion when it's time for you to evolve, when it's time to take the next step, when it's time to grow or stretch or shift. Confusion will begin to set in because you want to be perfect and you're so afraid that you're going to make a mistake or you're not going to choose the right thing. Confusion is one aspect or one manifestation of resistance. Stephen Pressfield, in his book, Do the Work, says this, and I love, he wrote a trilogy of books, and I love them, Stephen Pressfield. One is called The Art of War. The second book is Do the Work, and I believe the third book is called The Professional. And it's all about this thing about resistance. And he says this in the book, like a magnetized needle floating on a surface of oil, resistance will unfailingly point true north, meaning that calling or action it most wants to stop us from doing. That's what, wherever you're facing the most resistance at right now, and you know that you can grow and evolve and reach something to your next level of manifestation, you're going to run into resistance, and resistance is not a demon, right? Listen, he says the rule of thumb is the more important a call or action is to our soul's evolution, the more resistance we will feel toward pursuing it. That is why it's taking you so long to walk into your calling, to start that business, right? To relocate, to do whatever it is that you know is a part of your assignment. See, it's such a huge deal into who you will become, that next version of yourself, that resistance will be there at every turn to stop you from moving forward. Resistance is lethal. It plays for keeps. It's invisible. It's universal. It's infallible. Resistance will do whatever it needs to do to stop you. It'll talk spiritual to you. It'll quote scripture to you. It'll always bring up the past for past reference. You see where all of that reasoning is in your mind? So how do we begin to move past confusion? How do you move past it? And I always want to use the word move past and not fight and warfare and rebuke. We don't want that energy. We want to move past it, all right? So when you recognize that you are totally confused and you don't know what to do, the first thing to do is to do nothing. It's to do nothing. Yep, that's right. Do nothing. And I know that that is super hard for so many of you today to be still and do absolutely nothing. But you have to pause for a moment and do nothing. Now, when I say do nothing, I'm not talking about quitting, throwing in the towel, right? Giving up and just vegging out and pigging out for months and years on end, right? But sometimes you have to do nothing. And sometimes doing nothing means to shift your whole mindset and thought from what you're doing for a moment, number one. And sometimes that may include going out, go see a movie, sit down, watch a show, go dancing, go to the gym, go for a walk, whatever. You may have to just rest. Now, I have done that many times because I know how to work these tools. And it may sound difficult, but there are some times when I've turned on a program or a documentary or something and just sat there and watched it because I know that if I can relax and shift my attention for a season, everything in me will calm down and I'll stop insisting that I have an answer. I'll stop insisting, but see, when you insist to get that you're going to get an answer, that you need this answer, and you're going to get this answer, and you need to know what to do because time is running out, and you got to make a decision, all of that energy keeps the true essence of your next level of deliverance from coming through, your next level of freedom and liberty from coming through. So sometimes you have to do nothing until you can do this. Be still. And rest. You have to train yourself how to come to that place of inner calm, quiet, stillness, rest that we talked about this whole year. Rather you pray, meditate, like I said before, take a walk in nature. Whatever you must do to come to this place of stillness, inner calm, and peace, it is vital to ending confusion. So you see, we kept bringing this up over and over and over all year long. By now, you should be an expert now at shifting into a place of stillness, calm, rest, balance, peace. You should be pretty skilled at that by now. There is so much that I want to be able to do. One of the things that I want to begin to do when we move to another platform and I'm doing live video, and we're gathering, is to have space where we can go through and do some of these things that God is beginning to pour out now and show people and teach people what's going on in their seven soul houses when they're feeling the discrepancy, when they're feeling off balance, when they know that their vibrational frequency is low, what to do to get it up, how to discern things quickly so that we can move forward and keep going, right? So when you become still, number three, you have to learn to really listen now. To listen, not to your head, not to your mind, but to the voice of the spirit within, right? Listen intently for that still small voice that flows from your rich inner life. You can only hear this voice when you're at rest. You'll only hear it when you're at rest. This is not the voice from your conscious mind trying to reason and choose. This is the voice from your evolved self, your higher self, the voice of the Holy Spirit. And when you hear that, you have to immediately, number four, write down what you hear, see, sense, or feel, right? Write the vision and make it plain. Next, you have to begin to speak what you see and hear. Rehearse it over and over again. Turn it into an inspired affirmation. And keep that before you at all costs. And then number five, you begin to take what we call inspired action or authentic action. You see, what I'm speaking to today is that all of us fall into a place sometime when we are operating with frantic energy or doubtful energy, right? One of the things that I do not like is when I am moving and doing tasks, and I call it hopping and jumping, hopping and jumping, hopping and jumping, but it's not coming from an authentic place. You don't get results like that. You wear yourself out like that. And I don't like when I operate in a place like that. And usually when I'm in a place like that, it's because I'm being influenced by an external force, rather it's a group, a people, a tribe, family, whatever. You allow outside influences to overtake you. And when I operate like that, that's what's going on. And so we realize when that's happening and we get out right away. Because what I want us to become a master at in 2017, we want to become a master at making sure we are staying at a high level of vibrational frequency. I have a special journal that I write in, and I wrote this down one day about high frequency. Now, high frequency always make you feel good because high frequencies are infused with love, light, singing, laughter, joy, high frequency, beauty, health, immortality, that sense of knowing that you are a spirit being that lives forever. All of those things vibrate from a place of high frequency. And when you slow down and begin to tap in, you begin to understand. When you choose well for yourself, your obligation to your life is to fill it with the highest frequency possible and to love yourself completely. Your first duty to God is to love yourself. And when you choose love for yourself, then you set up a keynote for others to attune to the same thing. And I believe that was Linda West that quoted that right there. So, but listen, beloved, my whole point is here, is that we don't want to be in confusion. We want to be able to take inspired action, not frantic action, not even I'm settling for action. And if you do that, make that temporary, the I'm settling for action. Make it very temporary, but not 5 years, 10 years, and we're still in the same place settling. Let's start mapping out where we're going. My prayer is that we have 5 to 7 years. Minister Marcus spoke about that 5-year reprieve. Let's pray for this nation. I'm praying for your business. I'm praying for your success, for your family, for your health. Let's get healthy. Let's get fit. Let's step into our true, authentic self. And let's get ready to make a divine impact. I had a flash this morning of something. And I said, how can I get to the people to let them know we've got to step into some high frequency vibrations now? The game is over. We don't have any more time to play. I keep saying you're going to hear me say this over and over. We got to grow up now. We got to get moving. We got to stay in some high frequency vibration. And we've got to start manifesting, living at a high frequency of vibration, because we have to know how to begin to manifest. We have to get these foundational principles stabilized so that we could build on it, so that we could build on it. I believe in this 5-year reprieve that we're looking to, we have to take advantage of everything that we've been teaching, all the tools that we have, and we have to grow up now and put these things into operation. I see some of us taking huge, giant steps in the spirit and in our physical reality, huge giant steps. And 2017 is an awesome year numerically. Remember, God is the God of numbers. And we're at a year where the numbers are all lining up. And when we learn how to take advantage of that, and I'm going to do a special workshop training on that, so we'll know what we're dealing with, we know where we are, we know where we're landing, and we're ready to move forward. All right? So let's wrap this up. Confusion is a symptom or a manifestation of resistance. And when you're totally confused, it is because you are overly concerned about a situation, a circumstance, or an outcome. We want to move past confusion and get into clarity. And the only way to do that is to, number one, stop and do nothing. Get to a place of rest, stillness, calm, and balance. Listen intently so that we can hear the voice of the Holy Spirit from within that leads and guides us into all truth. You want to immediately write down what you're hearing, meditate on it, turn it into an affirmation, begin to speak the word of power out of your mouth so that the angels can excel in strength. When they hear those words coming out of your mouth, they can get busy moving and then begin to take the inspired action that you are hearing. Take the inspired action that you're hearing. Remember, I always tell you to look for signs from the universe that you are being heard and that things are working in your favor. I've had at least 3 testimonies this week of people saying, you know what? I did nothing. And such a happened. It just came to me. People came up to me. It looked like this just fell in my lap. That's feedback from the universe saying, this is going to work for you. I want you to know we got your back. I want you to know whatever you put your hands to will turn to gold if you would have some trust and some faith and belief in yourself. If you notice, in all of this, you did not hear me say have faith in God, because the problem is not God. The problem is not if we believe God can do something. I'm working hard to get our mindset to shift from thinking that there's a man in the sky that's pulling all these strings all the time and we have to always look there for an answer, to shift to know that he's already in you. His power is in you. His essence is in you. His substance is in you. And you don't have to worry and shake about rather if you're good or bad or naughty or nice and if it's going to happen. We've got to have more belief in ourselves. I'm talking about our God self. I'm not talking about your human reasoning, ego, mind, carnal self. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about your divine self, the part of you that's just like God. So throughout all of this, I never said have faith in God, or you have, but the God in you. Yes. Have more faith in you and your assignment and your purpose in this earth realm, knowing, listen, that you're already endowed. You're already infused with strength. And you're already infused with power. I want to connect with us more next year because I want us to be a support more one to another. Because you know what I want to see us do next year? I want to see each and every one of us go for our big, bold goals. I want to see us go for it. I want to support you. I want you to support me. I want us to have a platform where we can collaborate, where you say, I've been wanting to start this business. I've been wanting to go into real estate. I've been wanting to start my ministry. I've been wanting to branch out. And we support you in taking that big, bold step and support you throughout taking that step until it begins to grow, shift, and manifest, right? Okay, we're going to close right there and pause. I'm going to release you guys with many blessings for the rest of your week. All right, until our next connection, be blessed and remember to stay in high frequency. Thank you for joining us today. Please go over to ilonasanders.com, ilonasanders.com, and download your copy of today's message.